call up, and I will do your chart. And in the meantime, let's go ahead and bring in our first guest. Nathan, you are the center of the universe. Welcome to the program. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, how are you?
Great. I think it's safe to say, Nathan, that you are a healer. Having read your bio, amazed that you have quite a gift that certainly you discovered somewhere along the line. Was your experience in Africa something that, would we call that a turning point in terms of your awareness of your healing ability?
Well, it keyed me into really wanting to explore that as a life path. So I had been studying Taoism in college, and, you know, you don't have a lot to do while you're sitting in your hut in Africa. So I spent a lot of time reading those books, and I just one day discovered, you know, I really want to do everything that I can to learn more about this and to get more involved in using energy to heal myself and to heal other people.
Well, you've done so many modalities. We've been talking about Reiki. You've done Qigong, Tai Chi, and the various things that you've studied over the years. You certainly give lectures and you conduct groups. In fact, you're going to be, I guess, here in Sacramento soon. Is that right?
That's right. This coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday. So a week from yesterday, you will be in Sacramento. And where are you going to be located?
I will be at the home of one of my clients in Carmichael.
I see.
And it'll be about 2.5 hours, and it'll be an informational session as well as a group healing. One of the nice things about the healing that I do now is that it can be done in groups, and I can work on multiple people at once. And so it'll be a really good way to get a taste of the kind of healing that I do.
Well, what kind of problems would someone come to you with? I mean, what has been your experience? What can people anticipate? I mean, excuse me, but when I hear somebody say, well, come and do a group healing, I'm like, well, what are you, how can you? I mean, normally you go to a doctor, it's a one-on-one. Here there's a bunch of us. We're going to heal us all with, what, Kool-Aid? Come on. How does that work?
Well, it's... It depends on who you are and what you need healing around. I mean, there are certain things certainly where, you know, I wouldn't want a person, you know, who can't walk because they suffered a stroke to be, you know, a part of a group healing. But what we're working on is pretty much, you know, every level from the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of it, depending on who you are and what your needs are. For most people, for myself, you know, it's been a spiritual path. I've been blessed to have a very healthy body, and so that hasn't been my personal focus. My focus is a bit more on the spiritual and on the personal, and just getting through some of the stuff that's so hard to live with. And but I do work on people on a variety of issues, including a multitude of very difficult health problems. And what we're doing in a group healing session, I wouldn't be focusing so much on the physical, if that was your issue. You know, I wouldn't be going into the physical body to be doing healing there on the energetic level or any other level. What I would be doing in the group healing setting is working on the consciousness, the personal karma that has created the issue in the first place. And so what that will do is, even if you never see me again in your life, that will at least help open up your consciousness and your inner self to the wholeness and the divine healing that comes through when you just let go.
Okay, now wait a minute. First of all, I have to sign it just as a kind of devil's advocate here. Now, as a medical doctor listening to this, I would go, what the hell is this guy talking about? I mean, is this guy practicing medicine? Why? I mean, I would think it would be very difficult for me or you or anybody to discover that you have a talent like you do and then realize, my God, I'm going to become a healer, but I'm not going to go to medical school. I'm going to do really what is maybe not considered sanctioned by the culture per se, and yet I have to do this because I have a calling. Is that what we're talking about here?
Pretty much. And what's interesting is that I actually started out very much in that material realm of, you know, where most physicians come from. I was actually studying to be an electrical engineer when I started college, and I did that for 2 years, and I was doing quite well. I have a mind that works well for that, but just in my own experience, I found that there was something more than just the physical. And while the physical is important, you have to address it, and I don't have, any issue with allopathic medicine when it's properly utilized. And there's a lot of stuff that I would refer to a medical doctor because I know I'm not trained to, you know, to deal with it. But what I can do is I can supplement what the medical doctor does. The medical doctor is going to work on a very physical, biochemical level, and I'm going to work on the level of consciousness.
Well, it's interesting because in the old days, the medical doctor and the priest were the same person.
Right.
And now we've divided that, and I guess in some ways, I know some medical doctors who would approve of the spiritual approach to health, but a lot of them just think, hey, that's witchcraft, that's under the radar, and it's not sanctioned, and we can't acknowledge that.
Well, and that's fine. They don't have to. And the only person who has to is
the patient themselves, yeah.
You know, if they want to. I mean, if it's not in their consciousness or in their decision to work with somebody on the spiritual level as well, I don't have a problem with that. That's their own journey.
Do people come to you who really expect you to eliminate, or are you kind of a resort of last resort, so to speak, in a sense?
For some people, and I try and do a good job of making sure that people understand that, first of all, there is no finish line. You know, I mean, this is an evolving journey for all of us. And while I can do a lot to accelerate the process of moving through some of the most difficult parts of healing, I can't, flip a switch or push a button or do anything to make somebody just suddenly be whole.
But you're trying to teach them how to live a good life so that they, by living a good life, the body starts to heal itself by finding their path, finding their spiritual purpose and vocation in life. Is that part of the healing process, is to know thyself?
Yes, and actually I would change it, the wording around that a little bit.
Please,
I'm not teaching people how to live a good life. I am helping.
You're living a bad life, one.
I'm helping people to just to be. I mean, and you could put a period there. I mean,
what's wrong with teaching them to be a good bee?
Right,
bee.
Exactly.
Come on.
I mean, everything. You know. I mean, there's certainly things that happen to us and that you know are not pleasant and that we don't have any control over. But what we do have control over at the end of the day is our reaction to those things.
Yeah, but also we'd have to take responsibility for, like you said, the way we are and, like you said, the reactions to things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when that settles down, and it's just, you know, from my perspective, it's a, I believe in multiple lives and reincarnation. And there's just so many lives and so many years of history and accumulated trauma and hurt and pain that it's just really, really hard to live the life that we all know on an intellectual level that we should be living. But the reality is that we've just got so much hurt inside of us that it's really hard to live that way. And so what I am able to do and what I try and help people to do is to let go of the stuff that gets in the way of being who they want to be and doing what they want to do with their lives.
So if people want to contact you, how do they go about that? Give us where you're going to be, how they reach you. Is there a website?
Sure. I have a website. It's www.healingforthesoul.com. It's all one word. And that's the best way to get information about me and how to contact me. I will be in the area, like I said, next week. And depending on how it goes, I will probably be back. And I also do, I'm based out of El Cerrito in the Bay Area here, but I also do distance healings with a phone. And so you can pretty much call in from anywhere in the world and I will be able to help you.
Well, amazing. I encounter a lot of healers throughout my career and being on the radio and so on and so forth. And I know that until a person has a personal experience with somebody, they really don't know what the possibilities. And of mm-hmm. course, if regular medicine, modern medicine can't address a person's needs, then we're going to turn to what could work. And if what you do, whether it's through Reiki or the various approaches that you take, if it works, it works. And that's, I guess, the best that we can only go on.
Right, and that was actually my experience with a lot of this as well. I was, as I said, growing up in, planning to become an engineer, I've been very, very skeptical, and it's only been the truly remarkable experiences that I've had that have shifted my mind around and shown me that there really are other possibilities, and it's worth, checking into and seeing what works for you. You know, what I do might be the exact thing that you need, or, you know, there might be something else out there that would work better for you. But it's important to, you know, just keep your mind open and explore.
And so you're going to be here this coming weekend. People can contact you. Give that website out again and a phone number.
Sure. The website is, again, www.healingforthesoul.com. It's all one word, healingforthesoul.com. And then my phone number is 510-450-0103. Again, 510-450-0103. They can call anytime.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Nathan. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Michael Mercury. Stay tuned. We do have...